Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh.
Oh, Jamie, I said roll it tighter. I got a bunch of
buds
in my mouth.
We were doing Foley art today.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Hey. Hey, kids, welcome. Oh, man, hey, it's your favorite substitute teacher.
He's holding a Remember the Titans DVD.
I know. You know what time it is. We're about to remember the Titans and remember racism in a really insincere way also. But welcome, everybody, to Season 151, Episode 2 of The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. It's the podcast where we take the deepest of dives. And, you know, honestly, sometimes we just dip in the shallow end of America's shared consciousness and just get grossed out and say, off the rip, you know what time it is. Fuck the Coke brothers, as in Coke industry. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, Fox News. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Also, okay. Fondant on cakes, not necessary. Fuck Fondant. Do they occupy the same space as Rush Limbaugh, Ben Shapiro, and Tucker Carlson? We don't know, but fuck them also. So anyway, it's Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. My name is Miles Gray, a.k.a. Experimental Blackanese Artist. You know my stuff because I have all the pumpkins with the polka dots around them. It's your boy Kasama in the building. And I just want to say it's just a great week to start off with everybody. I know it's Tuesday, but still early. We want to keep the vibes up, and that's why it's really important that we have a good co-host. This person is not just the co-host. They're doing the damn most, and I've talked about their work with the Unicode Consortium and that epic battle that is still ongoing to get us the Zamboni emojis that we deserve as a people. But until then, I will just refer to her as the one and only, one of the greats, Jamie Loftus. Welcome, Lozanne.
Thank you. I have all these AKAs from back when the Zamboni emoji was on the table, and now they're making me so sad to read through. There's like, I don't want to wait for a resurfacer emoji. Like, but now it's like, we're going to have to just wait. It's just going to have to. I was getting some of the most passive aggressive emails from Unicode ever. Like, that I've received in my entire lifetime.
Should
like,
we add them to the fuck 'em list at the top of the show?
Fuck you. Yeah, and I think we should.
I mean, you have that
now
power.
Now more than ever, I would also throw the Olympics committee into the IOC into the mix.
Hey, look.
Why not?
COVID or not, the games will happen. Well, that's tough talk from the organizers in Tokyo. You hate to see that. But look.
They said, nevertheless, we hope that... Nevertheless, we hope that receiving our final decision now will be helpful going forward. Tell me that doesn't sound like a threat from Unicode.
Wait, what? Say that again. Help me wrap my whole brain around that. That what?
This sentence has been living in my brain rent-free. Nevertheless, we hope that receiving our final decision now will be helpful going forward. Like, that's just fuck a really long way of saying, fuck you.
Yeah. That's a real fancy way of the Unicode Consortium ending up on the fuck 'em list at the top of Daily Zeitgeist. Yeah. The number one podcast on Earth in the Milky Way galaxy. That's just verifiable. In a way that most people cannot verify, just myself, and that's between me and my ego. But without further ado, we should talk about our guest, because that's what we do. Yeah. It's not just Jamie and I talking about how much we don't like the people that make emojis. Sometimes we have funny guests on, and we talk about the news. And today is no different, because we have somebody who's hilarious, somebody who's talented, somebody who fucks with food on a level that resonates with me, because thank God, you know, I like when people we heard what the Pope said. When it comes to fucking and eating, that comes from God. And that's maybe the one part I agree with the Pope on that one. And I am thrilled to be joined by our guest today, Mr. Danny Palumbo.
Yo, thank you so much, guys.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Danny, did you see that the Pope said cum comes from God?
Yeah. No, I didn't say that, but he's obviously right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, finally.
That is
the chill.
Where's the lie in that?
We all knew that.
Danny, are you in L.A.? It's hard to know anyone is anymore these
days.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles right now. I was in Pennsylvania for a couple months this summer, but I just got back maybe 3 weeks ago.
Nice. How was it? Are you from out there?
Yeah, I got family. I grew up a little bit north of Pittsburgh.
It was
great. I just needed to get out of town for a little bit and found a good excuse and I was like, yeah, I'm Bolton, but it's good to be back.
Now, you're locked in by the
smoke.
You got back
just in time for the world to burn down around you. So that's
the sky is a little bit bluer today, and I'm taking it as a win. That's how low the bar is right now.
Yeah.
I can kind of see the sun.
It looks like a sick dolphin's skin tone.
Yeah. That's that.
I mean, it feels like it's getting towards bluish, but yeah.
I went to get coffee this morning and my eyes didn't hurt, and that is the win I'm gonna take.
I had the worst headache over the weekend from the air quality. I did not think I would. Shout out to the people up in the Pacific Northwest, too, because I'm looking at the particulate matter readings, and it's through the charts to the point where scientists are like, we're not sure what this means on the human body, because we've not dealt with anything like this before. Please stay safe. It's just... wild to think now. It's like, please be mindful of where you're inhaling. Please. That's the level of 2020 we're at. Well, Danny, we're going to talk a little bit more about all the things you know about and love and can tell us about through your overrated, underrated search history. But first, we got to give people a little bit of a preview of what's coming. We're going to talk a little bit about Trump. Just still super spreading, baby. The spread don't stop. Just spreading the love. Yep. And then obviously Joe Biden. Look, man, he's been listening to the president's words, and it seems that he feels that there is a need to lawyer the fuck up in the event of some election rat fuckery. So we'll talk about the really boring Avengers-esque effort that is happening to create this army of lawyers. Then we're going to talk about how now, even because nothing is real, even wildfires have fallen victim to the wave of conspiracy theories, and depending on where you get your snacks and really cool ideas, you might have a few different sources of these fires, because
Antifa
it damn sure
fire
is a global
squad.
One. Yeah, if you're an AFS, flick your lighters one time. But yeah, it's definitely getting, it's from anything. I mean, there's takes from QAnon, there's takes from people who want to paint Antifa as people who just get off on existing in intense fire environments. They've got it all, folks. Then we'll do some lighter fare. Wheel of Fortune is coming back, and they're taking some really great precautions to keep people safe. You can stay in maybe the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. mansion for a night, and maybe some other stories too. Maybe a sick ass debate that all of the toxic bros in this country deserve. But before we get into all of that, we got to ask you, Danny, what is something from your search history that's revealing about you?
Yeah, I Googled Chiff Chuff recently because I'm, I don't know if you guys know what that is.
Unpack that.
Chiff Chuff?
Chiff Chuff, man. Chiff Chuff. So it's, I'm writing, you know, a food article slash recipe for the takeout. There's this dish I grew up eating called Chiff Chuff, and it seems like no one has ever even fucking heard of it before.
Yeah.
And it's like this old Italian dish that used to be made with like chicken gizzards and like lots of hot sauce, and then you eat it with like crusty bread. And then it kind of evolved, I think, like once Italian immigrants came over, and into like chicken thighs. So it's basically bone in, skin on chicken thighs, seared on both sides, stewed in hot sauce. And yeah, I grew up eating that as a kid. And then I realized no one's ever heard of it before. And I'm like, oh yeah, I should write about that.
So wait. Like Danny, come to the dinner. We're having Chiff Chuff. That's like a sentence that might happen.
And you're like, yummy, Chiff Chuff.
And wait. I keep trying to Chiff Chuff Tuesday.
Yeah. It's Chiff Chuff Tuesday.
You're Chiff Chuff or Aunt Janice's Chiff Chuff? Because I don't like hers.
No, I would never have an aunt.
You're
aunt
so
Janice.
It evolved.
Too
okay,
heavy
so
on the chaff.
Full disclosure. Okay, yeah. The takeout, the outlet in which you write, sandwich, is one of my favorite food sites. I typically reference a lot of the work from that website, so it's nice to have you to talk about. And it's nice to see you switch gears because I was telling you before the show how much I would talk about takeout articles on the show. And then like as the pandemic and creeping fascism and like rampant white supremacy became really the soup du jour to bring another. Yeah. Right. Of our consciousness. I was like, damn, I feel like I can't honor my Taco Bell side as much these days.
Yeah. I will say that it also feels weird to be writing all of this shit. Mm-hmm. And there is a consensus in the food world too. Like I follow a lot of food writers and everyone's kind of really sort of understanding the same thing, which is that like, oh, if like shit goes down, like we're all pretty much useless and there is not anyone writing. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Like those types of things.
They're like, and please. Yeah. Right. Hey, yeah. White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany. Is the hot dog a sandwich? Right. You know, like that's how we 2020-fy that bit.
Like the third day of protests, I remember I had an article come out that was like, lupini beans are underrated. And I was like, oh God, that looks so bad.
Yeah. You're like, that was written like 2 weeks ago. Just so you
it
know.
Was. It totally was.
But yeah, but back to Chiff Chuff. So you're saying it started off as like a sort of working class dish using like offal, based like organ meat.
Yep.
And then because then over here, people are like, we don't eat offal that we're using. Thighs, but what is Italian hot sauce exactly? Like, because in my mind, when you say you're stewing it in hot sauce, I'm like, okay, what, do you get a bottle of Crystal?
I mean, it kind of turns into a hot sauce, but you take these like jarred Italian hot cherry peppers, which I don't even know if you can really get around here, maybe at some Italian markets, but you stew those down into just like this it essentially becomes a hot sauce, but it's these hot peppers that you cook down into like a stew. Ugh. And I think that would take some of the must off of the gizzards, but with thighs, it's really good. And I think thighs were just like more available to people with factory farming and everything over here, and maybe like the 50s, 60s stuff. Like
right. I mean, shout out to Italian sandwiches and awful. You know,
Italians.
Yeah, when I was in Florence, I had a Lampredotto sandwich, which is tripe, and I was like, well, I don't know if we do that here, but the way it was prepared, I mean, I honestly that with the salsa verde, I was taken back to simpler times, which I just wish I was there now. Anyway, what is something you think is overrated?
Man, I think pretty much most restaurants right now are pretty. Maybe even just the concept of a restaurant right now is like, I think that's one thing I've realized in the pandemic is, you know, do we need 75% of these places? You know, if there's a biscuits place called Biscuits and Groovy in Austin, Texas, I'm like, does that need to survive? You know, wouldn't we be okay with just 50? Wouldn't we be okay with like 50% of restaurants, you know, instead of, I feel like we're oversaturated right now. And
sure. I mean, yeah, on like one level, you're like, it's a weird way to try and realize that maybe your dream of having a restaurant is like,
yeah,
because it already, like, to have open a restaurant pre-pandemic was already, right, you were looking at a losing proposition statistically.
Like 7 out of 10 fail, or it's some like crazy statistic, right, like that. I mean, I'll say this, it at least, and I am definitely doing my best to support, you know, a lot of these places, but we need to shift the way that we're thinking about this shit. Did you see what they're doing in Riverside County right now? Made it basically legal. You can run a restaurant out of your home. You have to apply for all the permits and everything. Obviously, health inspectors get involved, and it costs money to get those things. But there's people running restaurants out of their homes right now.
Mm. And Is that safe?
I think if you're like getting like health inspectors to do the inspections,
sure,
and there's, you know, obviously laws and codes, and you're following all of it, I think that's a great idea. At least for like, you know, I don't think it would work in Los Angeles so well, but maybe from a takeout perspective, it would.
That's,
I mean,
true.
I would love nothing more to be like, yo, my neighbor, she just has like a pozole thing going, and you can just stop by, and it's the fucking bomb, and I don't have to drive nowhere, and I can literally help out my neighbor. Like, I would love that.
Yeah, I'm also saying this as somebody that is currently slinging pasta and meatballs out of their apartment on Sundays.
You are?
Oh, yeah, totally. I started like 5 weeks ago. I'm like, I just need to start hustling and make extra money, man, because I don't know.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so I started doing it, and then people on Instagram, just, it started out as friends, and then I'm getting these like weird DMs from people, and strangers just pull up, and it looks like I'm making
weird
a drug
DMs
deal.
They're like, put the sauce on your back.
Yeah. Like,
That is the funniest others folder on Instagram. I was just like,
for sure.
Pasta head.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, you got that tagliatelle today or no? Oh,
I love it.
Are you
usually that's the folder for dick pics, but now it's for hungry pasta people.
Are you hand making your pasta?
I am. Yeah, I do.
Oh my God.
Handmade
Danny
pasta.
Danny makes incredible pasta.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. It's good, you know, and the price point is like, you know, most of the handmade pasta here, dude, it's all expensive. It's all like $20 and more. And I'm sure it's great, but I'm like, I don't know, man. I kind of fiend that like $15 range Sunday gravy type of, you know. So I keep it at $15 a week. And it's been good, man. And it also, I get to see people, you know, they come pull up. It's been really good.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
To your point, I think it would be hard in LA. I mean, it was already an epic battle to allow people like street vendors to sell food. And with a lot of people, you know, raising the concerns of like, can it be regular? And they were able to a certain extent. But yeah, it's that idea actually is pretty remarkable, because I think the one thing that I saw restaurants do that seemed really interesting was like pivot to being more of like a grocery store. Plus meal kits and things like that. And it seems like that trend will probably continue even after the pandemic, because there's also something nice that I was like, oh yeah, let me get like a half-made thing from a restaurant and I can still feel like I'm cooking and then helping some business, like a local business out, et cetera. So
I like when you can get the cocktail like a juice box and bring it to your house.
Oh, yes.
That's nice.
Especially when like some of them like Lono, like they're serving them out of the Umbrella Factory or whatever that place is on Melrose, but you can get like their tiki cocktails, and they're like, but they give you all the garnish and stuff, so you could really feel like, hey man, we got something going in my garage.
Yeah. Oh nice.
They're like, now more than ever, we got to get you fucked up. You're like, all right, cool.
You're like, all right. Oh, but we also got to sell you this guacamole, because we got to sell
a huge ass like Ziploc bag. You're like, all right, apocalypse is not so bad after all.
It comes in a bag.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's in a bag.
Yeah. Just cut it with a box cutter over your mouth and just let it spill straight onto you.
Basically, just a little Boda box that you just yank out of it.
Danny, what's something that you think is underrated?
These are all food-based, by the way. I hope that's
okay. I love
okay.
it.
I turned this into a food podcast because it's only one of the only things I talk about confidently. Dude, I was listening to Roy Scovel on the podcast. Was it last week? And he said that wedding cakes are overrated, and I agree wholeheartedly. There's an alternative to that I don't know if it really took off on the West Coast. Are you guys aware? It's self-explanatory, but what a cookie table is at a wedding?
No. So
no.
Instead of a wedding cake, every wedding I went to growing up had these. They would like giant tables full of cookies that were made from parts of each family and maybe even some like outside sources, but like thousands of cookies would be like sitting in a separate room at a wedding. So instead of a cake, like after dinner, they call up tables to go to like this big ass cookie table. And you just get like, you know, sometimes there's like dozens of different cookies. And so you're getting like all these different flavors and different types of dessert instead of just like one, you know, flavor of cake, which I think is
that's
preferred.
Nice.
Yeah. And it started too. That's another like, you know, Rust Belt immigrant thing. It was like Italian, Slovaks, Polish, Greeks, maybe even like Serbian too. But like when cakes are too expensive, they would just ask members of the family to bake, you know, all these different types of cookies. And so it's kind of like a giant dessert potluck at the wedding.
That's so cool.
I know. I love it. And then you get like grandma's beefing and stuff. And I think that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Where like you watch them take a bite of like an in-law's cookie and they're like,
yeah. Yeah. Side eye. Yeah.
You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. People, I mean, they take it so seriously in like Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio that like, yeah, people I feel like are loosely out for blood.
What's like a cookie you can expect there regionally? Like you're saying, like, how the fuck was there a cookie table without this one? Like, I'm guessing, like, Italian wedding cookies, probably.
Yeah, like, Italian wedding cookies for sure. But I feel like also, like, what are they called? Like, Bulgarian butter horns or something like that. It's, you know what I'm talking about? The little
that
twisty.
Sounds fake.
It does sound fake. I just made up a cookie off the top of my head. Yeah, maybe, like, wedding cookies for sure. Pixels.
Oh,
those
yeah.
Little snowflake. Yeah, you see a lot of those. Lemon bars.
Are there any gross ones that you would find on the table like that? I feel like with that kind of variety, there's got to be kind of a nasty one, right?
I don't know. When it comes to dessert, my palate is like so basic too. I've got like the palate of like a Civil War ghost. I like I like lemons and I like anise. You know, I don't know why. I'm like I like. Give me
you
anise.
Like the flavor of anise.
I like the flavor of anise.
That and is.
Dude, like black licorice. Think black licorice.
Oh, I like that. Sorry.
Like I actually enjoy Necco wafers too, and not in an ironic, way.
Danny.
Necco
I know.
Wafers.
We were going
Necco
so
wafers
well.
Are made in Massachusetts. They're made in fucking Revere.
Oh hell yeah!
And I thought they were, and they were about to go under till someone generously resurrected the shitty wafers from hell.
They should have gone under. Yeah. They taste like dust. But I'm
I don't know. I don't know why, but I'm like, it doesn't. I like it. I do like it.
Okay, so, fine. I guess we'll let that one slide. And then finally, what's a myth, Danny? What's something people think is true and you know that shit is just a lie or vice versa?
Right. You don't have to wash chicken. And I keep thinking this is like common knowledge, but then it keeps coming up through DMs or like people adding me on Twitter. But like people think that you... when you get like raw chicken, like thighs or breasts or drumsticks, that you have to rinse it in a sink. And not only is that not necessary, it's like very bad because like you're spreading the bacteria into other, you know, that could splash onto something or, you know, now your sink's infected. And you don't want to wash chicken. That's bad.
Yeah.
Well,
it's or also your legs, like, it turns out.
Yeah, you don't have to wash your legs. Yeah.
So I've been doing good for a long time, y'all.
Yeah, the bottom of your feet, you're in the shower. It's fine.
Yeah. Like the soap doesn't run down your body. Okay. Yeah. All right, Einstein.
Grow up.
I'll expend more calories doing that. But yeah, I think when reading about it, you know, just I was like, I grew up being like, like touching it. I would do it to get the slime off to be like, I don't want to touch it. And maybe it's better. But then, study after study is like, you're just spreading more bacteria everywhere by when you start rinsing it off.
Everything I've worked in, I don't know, maybe a dozen restaurants, and they all teach you to like do everything you can to contain that chicken so it doesn't touch anything else. And just rinsing is very, very detrimental. So,
also, guys, don't wash your mushrooms. You know, just be running water over your mushrooms either. I see people
do that.
Because they retain so much moisture anyway. You don't want to add more moisture. You like, you could rub, you can like get them with like a wet paper towel to clean them off. Yeah. But you never want to like full on wash your mushrooms like with water.
Too many rules. They're fine.
That's why you don't cook.
That's why I don't cook. It's I can make a egg.
It's for anal retentive people that need so many fucking rules. There's no room for thinking.
I fucking love rules, dude.
Yeah. What are the fucking rules?
I'm a huge fan of.
Oh, man. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about some people who fucking don't follow the rules. How about that? All right. We'll be right back. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. And, you know, yesterday's episode on Monday, we were talking about Trump's really sick Motang rally in Michigan, where he was hanging with just the people of making up fake awards that he gave himself.
Oh, yeah. He was the king of Michigan or some shit.
Michigan. He won Michigan Man of the Year from I don't know who gave me the award, but they had me speak for like, I don't know. And like, I was basically saying how fucked Michigan was and they agreed with me. Therefore, I'm the king of Michigan. Thank you. Vroom, vroom. Bye. So that's what sort of the tone of that rally. And again, he went on to make all sorts of claims that aren't rooted in anything to do with reality, but a nice version of it where it, you know, you had to make one up to just sort of preserve your ego. So the trend continued over the weekend. This time he went to Nevada and he had two rallies. He had one that was even indoors because he don't give a fuck. And when asked, you know, hey, aren't you concerned about doing an indoor rally and what that could mean, the potential risks involved? He said, no, not at all. It doesn't matter. I'll be all right. I get tested. He's like, I was like, I get tested all the time. It's like, okay, so you'll just find out quicker if you have corona. What? Okay. So the
it's not even worth asking what about everybody else, because it's just not an issue on the table.
No.
Yeah. That's the first question you would have, but I feel like people know not to do that.
Right. It's rhetorical, I guess.
Must be frustrating as a journalist when you want to ask those questions that you would ask of a other, like a reasonable human being that was
sure.
had all this power. But you're like, well, but Mr. President, what about the other? Fuck it.
You know?
And he's like, well, I'm sorry, what was your question? And it's like, dude, I'm just fucking, just whatever. Pass.
Never mind.
Pass. I was going to ask you.
Continue coughing in people's mouths.
Yeah. So the other thing that was interesting in North Carolina last week, Trump sort of describes like, hey, we've got a bit of a peaceful protest here, like referring to the rally. And that continued, apparently. In Nevada, Kayleigh McEnany was saying, like, she tweeted something like, look at this peaceful protest. It's like, that's
what are they protesting?
That's precisely what I think most people were like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're like, it is a rally that they're there for, a political, like a campaign rally. And I guess because like conservatives have to cosplay as oppressed people now to like be able to get their own outrage going.
Yes.
That maybe that's what it is. But last I checked, the Republicans are in charge of a lot. So the
was he the first person to say peaceful protest, right? He tweeted it.
I mean, he was the first one to refer to it as like,
yeah,
this is like
okay.
a, yeah. And
yeah,
then
that's
I guess
all
maybe
takes.
They're following in line. Yeah.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, as soon as he says something, then everyone, it's like, yeah, it's a signal to everyone else. Like, oh, we're going to start calling it this now. Yeah.
Because the governor of Nevada was just fucking pissed, like beside himself about like what the fuck was going on with this, with these rallies, having it indoors. Like, you know, their whole thing was like, well, we give people masks and we encourage them to fold them up and put them in their pockets because we just had to do that. Like a sort
but
of
in
like
Nevada,
the
it's still like recommended, right? It's
oh, 100. Like law. They shouldn't even be having events like that. So right. Another thing is like, I wonder if they're trying to like use this language to try and it be less of like, this is a, you know, straight up, well thought out, premeditated, idiotic, like reckless event to have with people amidst a pandemic. Or if they use this whole language of like peaceful protest, like they're giving themselves some kind of weird mental jujitsu loophole to be like, it's actually a protest. It's like the Black Lives Matter stuff.
Right. Except yeah. They'll start calling.
It's really important that we're here.
They'll start calling everything that eventually, just football games, you know,
which
Greek festivals, whatever it is where people want to congregate.
Yeah. Like any we'll kind of saints protest. Feast. Italian
festival. Sure, anything.
I mean, they're peacefully protesting St. Michael and just how delicious the meatballs are from Michelli's, huh? We can't really deny that. So, yeah, the whole sort of look of it is really, really grim. And it doesn't seem like there's any, you know, any slowing down. Just like we played the sound bites from people in Michigan. Same thing for people in Nevada at these other rallies where it's essentially, it's fake, it's not real, don't worry about it, I don't know anybody with it. Do you know anybody who's had it? Do you really? You know something? Like, it's the same sort of logic being applied. And yeah, no end in sight. So keep an eye on that.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, you know, just it's all about the spread, you know, just spread the love.
Did I say now, I got my first nose test?
Oh, you did?
Oh.
Yeah.
One,
I thought we were done with those.
Like the skull little, fuck one?
Oh, yeah, the skull fuck one. I got my first skull fuck last week. Negative, feeling great about it, but holy shit, does it fuck your skull?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just
did
a little
like,
tickle.
Did it like,
my, like,
you're like, I felt my eyeball amygdala. Move.
Your eye twitch.
It was so fun. Like the nurse was who's very nice, but he was like, yeah, if you've seen that graphic, it's really nothing like that. And then he was like, ksh, like,
because it's deeper.
Like, oh, it's worse.
My right side is tingling after that one.
Anyways, highly recommend.
Well, yeah,
I would like them to, you know, they legally have to call it a skull fucking.
The way things are going.
You fuck your skull just a little bit.
You should. It's a medical term.
Yeah. And like, that's all I get. Like, that's the little comfort we get in 2020. It's like, well, at least they made that a joke.
Right. Yeah.
They get your skull fucked. Anyway, Let's all go to Trump's fifth inauguration, mandatory inauguration celebration, because my shock collar is going off. Now, Joe Biden, that's a guy who is also running that's to be president of this place we live in, the United States. And he is concerned, like I think most people have been, because the rhetoric out of the GOP and the president is like, they're going to fuck with the ballots. I'm telling you. There's going to be so much fraud. Also, if you're North Carolina, vote twice, y'all. Thank you so much. It's a felony. But do it on behalf of me, your president. You know, they're talking about all kinds of overt and subtle forms of voter suppression. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I think in the beginning, there was rumors about how Joe Biden, like behind the scenes, they were trying to get a huge team of lawyers together to be able to prepare for any contingency. Because that seems to be like the amount of like war gaming that's happening with this election. It's truly next level sort of forecasting happening. So now, Team Joe Bi, it turns out that they are ready. If the rat fuckery is turned up to 10,000, they have assembled an Avengers-esque team. Okay, now this special litigation team.
Are we talking about that horrible Avengers?
Yeah.
Did you see that, what? Miles?
No.
The Avengers? Oh, I thought you were referencing. There was an Avengers ad for the Joe Biden campaign. It's some of the corniest shit you'll ever see in your life.
Man, I don't.
Yeah. Listeners that have seen it. Well, but like it's an embarrassing one.
I've seen only one Avengers movie, and I think it was like Vengeance of Voltron. Ultron.
Which, that's close. I can't tell, that's close enough.
Part. And I haven't seen Infinity War, any of them, so I'm so out of the loop on that very specific. I know the memes, though. I know about the memes where the portals be opening up and people pull up. I like that meme construction a lot.
Yeah.
So with this, I guess, to give you another Avengers, that thing where the portals open up, that's happening, except with really boring lawyers from the left. So this team, as the portals open, get ready, because, is that the Dora Milaje? No, it is lawyers from the Democratic law firm Perkins Coie, or Coy, or whatever the fuck they're called. They are going to be looking into state-by-state battles about, like, voting rules and et cetera. There is a guy, Mark Elias, who's also from, like, this same law group. He's leading that unit. There's, like, just a special, like, voting rules unit. Apparently former Attorney General Eric Holder will also be working to like talk with independent groups on how they can also participate in any legal battles that occur throughout this election. And it's also, this whole team is being led by two former solicitors general. So if y'all don't feel safe now, I don't know what will.
Unfortunately, this does like make sense to me that there's a lot of preparation going on. Like, I'm not the biggest Joe Biden fan, but I mean, just based on what happened in the last couple weeks of the election in 2016, I'm glad that there is at least a plan in place to,
I mean,
hopefully combat whatever's going to come out.
Right. Because unless it's a huge victory, it's going to drag out forever, right? Is that something we've just all kind of accepted now? That
I think
Trump's going to challenge. Yeah.
I think most people need to do, and just to prepare themselves for the onslaught of probable misinformation that comes election night, is to already go into election night saying, well, we're not going to get a result tonight. We're going to vote today, but
we'll
come
be
8
in line until tomorrow.
Yeah. Or possibly Christmas. I don't know.
In a couple months.
Right. And maybe, you know, Jose Andres is going to have to come by and give me little drops of food in my mouth to keep my body running so I can stay in line to vote. But it is, I think a lot of people, I think that's one big potential for people to get bit by the misinformation bug, is to expect a result on election night, because there's going to be a lot of mail-in ballots that have to be counted. Just like a lot has to go on. And I think the second that doesn't happen, it's like, what are they doing? Who's doing what?
Well, and the fact that there's been, I mean, like even local to us, there's just been like bags of mail found like discarded in parking lots in Glendale. Like there's going to be, I mean, just in terms of finding every ballot and making sure the ballots are counted, it's going to take for fucking ever.
I don't feel like, I feel like they're priming everybody for a huge disaster, right? Like at least, you know, people on the right anyways. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't, everything I've been I don't know, at least in jesting, is like, oh yeah, this is going to be an actual shit show and we're not going to know who the president is for a while.
Yeah.
That's what I've been led to believe. I don't know.
I think even looking at just sort of what's going on, there's already a lot of legal stuff going on. Like in Florida, yeah. I'm pretty sure that they upheld a ruling, or they overturned a ruling essentially saying that people who were convicted of felonies are now, they actually do have to pay all these fines and fees before voting when they weren't supposed to. So there's a big chunk of voters that's being suppressed. Also in Wisconsin, there's a thing. I don't know where the case is at exactly, but absentee ballots were being delayed because someone filed a challenge. So everyone is trying to, like, especially if you are motivated to help the president, they're trying to find every single way to muck shit up and fuck shit up, too. I'm not going to hold back, y'all. Yeah, sorry. It's 2020, guys. I hate to send your kids out of the room, but they're here to fuck it up.
Miles, you should start tweeting, this is not okay. This is not normal.
So I could be a really cool, like, Dem Twitter personality.
A real blue check, yeah. I am not okay with this.
Lots of claps. I should experiment with typical constructions of Dem blue check Twitter sort of sentiments, which is, it's really like I was saying, like Krasenstein style tweeting, or like any of the Dans from the Pod Save crew, of just being like, oh, Donald Trump is so scared. Can you believe it, guys? Retweets.
We are going to win.
like, whoa. Yeah, like Trump puts a spicy tweet out about like mail-in ballots, and all you have to do is like, someone's waking up to their living nightmare, 2020. Yeah, here we go.
Exactly. 50,000 retweets.
Bottom line is, people must go out to vote no matter what. And I think even with the polling, people like, the shit's already starting saying like, it's someone's lead has never been more stable going into an election. It's like, we've also
it's like,
never...
Have we not learned the lesson from that rhetoric? Like,
yeah. Have you seen the guy...
Everybody watch your fucking back.
Have you seen the guy who's like in office right now? He's just trying to get a bunk DOJ investigation to try and smear people for their October surprise. Let's be ready, y'all.
Biden is Tony Stark. We'll be fine. Biden is Tony Stark and
Miles,
the Democratic Avengers.
Miles,
that's cool because he's an inventor.
Ad. It's so goofy. It's just the goofiest shit I've ever seen.
Wait, they make him actually as Tony Stark?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. All right. Well,
they're calling them the Democratic Avengers. Yeah.
It's called a winning strategy, honey.
Yeah, oh, right.
Heard of it?
We will avenge the We will avenge the losses from Wall Street from the last year and a half.
Oh my god!
Okay, so let's move on to some real conspiracy theories, huh? Some of that hard hitting shit. The fires are ravaging the Western United States. You can't get away from it. You look above, you look at the sky, you breathe in the air. Everything is saying, bleh. Something's not good here. It could be the fires. It could be global warming, or a global warning that is actually going down, and it's really getting out of control in some places. Apparently, in Oregon, there were some residents who were refusing to evacuate during the fires because, quote, Antifa's in town, and they were saying, like, and people were saying, like, well, hold on, sir, what you have to evacuate, the fire could potentially, you could be in danger, your life could be at risk. And they're a very, very defined group of people were basically saying that these fires are being started by Antifa, and then they were using that, the chaos, to loot empty homes.
Christ,
so unfortunate that people are willing to harm their families over nothing, over literally nothing. I understand why conspiracy theories are running so rampant right now, but it's like the concept of a decentralized organization just is like does not compute for some people. It seems like it's like there's not the whole point is that there's no plan. There's no leader. There's no person like shooting out, you know, wearing an anonymous mask and shooting out orders. It's just like doing things that are against fascism.
I don't know.
Forest fires are not anti-fat. Like,
How did they arrive to the fact or to what they thought was Antifa starting the fires?
So it starts all like everything. Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where it starts.
Book.
First rumors going around communities between people saying that they saw people setting fire to hay bales or throwing Molotov cocktails. Right. And the police were like, please stop spreading these rumors. Like, even though we are even like, our people
guys,
say questionable
guys,
shit.
We're the ones that throw the Molotov cocktails and then say it was
and
Antifa.
Then frame
we're
Antifa.
The police. That's what we do.
If we're anyone's going to spread misinformation about Antifa, it's going to be the police, not you guys. Know your role. But so they're saying, like, just don't, because it's starting to interfere with evacuation orders. It's creating just a drain on emergency response things when people are already at this like heightened level of fear because, you know, some anarchists who drove down from you name a city because they want to get your Fabergé eggs while you flee for safety. I don't know.
I mean, it's like what you're saying. It is just like a fear motivated response that is like hurting them. It's.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a tough world to be in, I think, for all people at the moment. And so then there's even one sheriff's deputy who went viral from Clackamas County, who was saying some shit basically blaming Antifa. And then that video started going around and they're like, it's these Antifa motherfuckers out causing hell. That's a quote from a sheriff's deputy. And people obviously take that. Why would that person lie? Who knows what their motivations are? I think
why would a sheriff deputy lie? Interesting take.
And then so that became like it gave its own life too. And then luckily the Clackamas sheriffs, they said that person has been put on leave for the moment while we try and figure out what was going through their mind when they spread that misinformation.
Yeah, the Facebook image I'm seeing being circulated is the Douglas County Sheriff's Office with an image that says "Stop spreading rumors." I'm like, I feel like they could be a little harsher about that. Like the only way that like gets more non-threatening is if they start the sentence with "you guys."
That's
you know
just
what I mean?
like the lyrics to a Lindsay Lohan song.
Yeah.
That's not.
Oh my God! Stop it! Yeah.
Isn't it? Was it? I'm starting rumors. Isn't it? Yeah. Stop starting rumors.
I'm sick of rumors starting.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being followed.
Man, a dude I went to high school with played bass in her band, and I didn't realize till I think she performed like New Year's Eve or something once, and I was like, "Yo, is that what the fuck?" Good for you. And had like
I
the
miss
whole
Lindsay Lohan's music career.
Oh yeah, but it was one of those things where you ever see somebody you went to high school with, like. Completely change it up, like the image is like a 180 or 170, I don't know how many degrees different, but like it was a full-on different person, and you only knew because you're like, I know their face, and that is
I
them.
Love that shit. There's a guy I went to high school with that I like dared to log into Facebook a couple weeks ago. He's in goddamn Cirque du Soleil. Just
what?
What? In my algebra class was in
he must
Cirque
be talented.
Du Soleil. Yeah, I know, and he's like, I'm so sad that Vegas is shutting down Cirque du Soleil, and I was like, why? But then there's pictures of him in Cirque du Soleil. That's why he was sad.
Damn, well, everyone I knew in high school is doing exactly what I thought. They're just back home, tilling the fields,
and doing Cirque du Soleil. Some are, and most are in Cirque du Soleil as well.
Shout out to Brian from Algebra.
There was another
Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, shout out to all the people who surprised us from algebra class. You know what I mean?
Good for you, Brian.
All the good surprises. There was another rumor that started when there were just two videographers who were trying to capture footage of the fires. They were wearing like respirators or gas masks, you know, because fucking fire. And they were walking towards like some flames with a camera. Some people put some images on Facebook and said, these are these Antifa goons who are starting the fires.
Yeah.
And that story kind of took off on its own. Also,
anybody
RT,
with a mask,
RT, the Russian state-controlled media outlet, okay? They're also publishing pieces that were trying to conflate the Portland protests with wildfires and just basically very tenuous connections. And then right-wing media picks it up and they're like, yeah, see, this is exactly what's going on. It's because these radicals are out here just setting fire to the Western United States. And it's just really draining because even like the mainstream media is just like taking a there was an image that said man charged with arson in connection to Oregon wildfire, and it's an image of the forest burning, this guy's like mugshot, but that it wasn't that this guy started the actual wildfire. He was just arrested for starting a fire like in the area after the main fire had began. And really,
so it's just completely misleading with like headline journalism. Yeah.
And
yeah.
He wasn't an arsonist. It was just he was like on drugs. Like it was just someone who was under distress, started a fire. But then they're like, I don't know, this guy is in connection to it. So then that feeds this idea right. that there are singular human beings out there starting these fires. I could keep going. I mean, QAnon has their version. They've been doxing protesters who have been arrested for fire related incidents. And trying to say, like, these are the kinds of people who could be starting these fires. There were memes going around that there were fucking lasers from space that were starting these big blazes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of trouble.
Anything but, like, you know, climate change, right? It's like we're willing to believe, lasers and, you know, Antifa and all this shit. I don't understand why we're so susceptible to this spread of misinformation. Like, I mean, this is bad. Like the fires I thought were something like very tangible. It kind of happens every year, but you know, now it's like more out of hand. And like all of a sudden it's like Antifa. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It's like at the point where like fire, things burning down is not a bipartisan issue.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I think it's like anything, right? You look at anything that forces us to be a little bit more self-aware and maybe look at the decisions we make and our own behaviors, that there's a group of people that are willing to even for a moment give that some thought, and people who are absolutely unwilling. So whether if it's white supremacy, you could be like, how can I combat white supremacy? How have I maybe even perpetuated in my own life? Then there are people who go, it's not the deal. It's just these all lives, man. I'm not willing to have
probably
that.
Probably lasers from space.
No, for real. Or even COVID, right? That's white supremacy. The effects are very real. They're all from all to see. COVID, the effects are very real. The devastation is all there for all to see. But for some people, you may have to begin to say, do I have a responsibility to people in my community to change like what my day to day is, that I have to understand that I have to extend empathy to people who aren't able to work because that's actually in the best interest of the safety of our country or communities? So then they don't want to have that discussion. They want to turn this into, I want to get on my boat or fucking go to Apple B, whatever the fuck they want to do. And that's what it's about. And again,
I mean, don't bring Applebee's into this.
It's all about Applebee's.
I'm sorry. I had to.
I kind of wanted to do curbside.
Curbside bees?
Curbside bees. I'd fuck with some curbside bees.
I'm actually surprised that they're not. They're not? No, they just have like, they have like a, I saw like a patio outside of a Denny's yesterday. I was like, oh, okay.
You gotta have a death wish to go to Applebee's. That's just brand. That's just good branding.
Yeah, got to. Yeah. And then even again with the fires, we're looking at measurable damage. We have enough to know we've had a heat waves and lack of rain. That these are cycles that feed each other. But again, the global warming issue would have to force somebody to look at their own life and any lifestyle choices they make. And if you don't want to do that, fuck it. I'll blame fucking Antifa and lasers from space rather than being like, oh yeah, maybe we have a problem with the climate.
And there's maybe very there's little, I mean, I feel like there's very little push from public officials to like acknowledge that. I mean, it was just blowing my mind over this weekend where our mayor was just being like, well, just stay inside. And then the air won't hurt you. So just stay inside, try not to exercise too much. And cool. Good job, team. When it's like that just neglects so many vulnerable people, people who have to still go to work and people who are unhoused. And he's just like, no, just stay inside. Like just the privilege of tweeting that from your fucking mansion.
It's fine. So what? Yeah. The air quality is outside. This is what you do. Close your great double paned windows because they're so energy efficient. And then turn your central air on. Get it nice and cool in your house. Kick your feet up, have a glass of champagne, watch your favorite Fellini flick, and just have a Saturday. Like,
have a day. Make a day of it. Here's like, a Criterion Collection coupon. I'm just like, do you? But that's like applicable to so many places and so many public officials that we're supposed to be able to trust are just like, just don't go outside. Don't worry about it. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
It's just tough, man.
How are they handling it in like Washington and Oregon? I mean, Like, how's there, like the...
I mean, there's at least, I mean, I think in the areas where, and our, I mean, our listeners there, please offer some insight into this, but it does seem that at least there are public officials in areas that need evacuations.
Right.
Who are stepping up, but it's still like, that's some bare minimum shit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It does seem like such a small population that believe all this conspiracy theory shit up there. But I'm like, if I'm even hearing about it at all, I'm like, that's fucking bad.
I think but it just, you know, it's like anything. When you find yourself in a situation where you're absolutely powerless and you don't know the first step into feeling safe.
Yeah, man. It's
you're going to reach for the first fucking thing that offers you.
I get that so much. That's actually like incredibly relatable and kind of sad too, you know, just anything to explain the fucking horrific chaos.
I know 9/11 just happened and you're a truther. So do you want to kind of tell people about that?
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, you guys know the story. Loose change. It's you know, it's all real.
But it's true. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, it happens in every community. There's conspiracy theories for every community because all you need is the combination of to feel powerless and not understand that you just need a way to explain your powerlessness, your helplessness.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some can do that in a way that makes them very uncomfortable to look at how ugly the world is. Sometimes you just want it wrapped up in a bow and just say it's hippies with that wear all black and have torn jeans.
The biggest conspiracy theory of all, God. It's God.
Hey.
Whoa.
Come on.
You know, after Chill Pope
God
said,
just started endorsing kinda, cum. So.
Yeah, I don't know. He sounds pretty chill.
Yeah,
I'm actually going back. I went to church this week.
I did too. They kicked me right out for bringing up some of the stuff from that book. I think I may have had it wrong and maybe oversimplified.
You know, you can just
the words.
Raise your hand during a service and be like, excuse me, do you have any thoughts on cum being from God? And
the priest is like doing something in like Latin and you're like, and I'm like, hi, laudante dominum omnes gentes. Can we fuck in one of the confessional booths? If it's your wife, if we're married, I'm married. I feel like it's my right as a sin-giving churchgoer. Anyway, all that to say, we need to take a quick break and be right back. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. Yeah. And let's move on to some really disturbing news. And I hate to just, I know sometimes we need some lighthearted news, but I have to just really steer the ship again into just warning people about what is going on Wheel of Fortune. They are back this week, okay? And they're doing all kinds of things to keep people very safe. And this is the deal. I've posted in the doc for everyone to see how, like, what's you know, what is Wheel of Fortune's place in the fight against COVID? How, what are they doing to keep us safe? I'm not worried about Pat and what's her name? Vanna White. I almost called her Ivanka White. Vanna White. Because they're socially distanced as a motherfucker to begin with. Like, half the time, I don't see them in the same shot till the end of the fucking episode. So they're good.
Yeah.
Contestants, a little bit more. But what about that wheel? What do they do? And this photo is just so funny. And I'm sorry, now that's a joke. Yes, welcome, listeners. I have a terrible sense of humor. But this image of one of the contestants spinning the wheel with this, like, PVC condom to, like, basically put on one of the rungs of the wheel to, like, make sure no one's doing icky germ transfer is just so funny to me. It seems like, I don't know, it's like a simple solution.
Didn't they, like, completely overthink this and just, like, hey, just, like, wear gloves, dummy? You know what I mean? Yeah, like, why would you make somebody hold that thing?
It looks
just
like
wear
the
a glove.
Anyone who's been to a like mess hall or cafeteria on a college campus, you will immediately recognize it for its role as the salt shaker on any kind of institutional eatery. It's that same sort of, like, one piece of plastic white tube. It just seems like the bottom is missing from it. I don't know. I'm glad we're safe. But a glove, I guess the glove maybe would have freaked people out too much. We're like, well, don't make it real for them.
That's interesting. I would like to see them side by side, because I think that would still, that would make it seem like things are really not safe.
Because wouldn't there be like, what happens when inevitably, right, a contestant loses their grip on the little wheel condom and it gets stuck on the wheel? And then they're like, and then it's like, then it starts affecting the actual flipper. And then maybe if you're smart, you could start gaming it. Because, like, I know if I grab it over here, it's actually going to slow it down because it has a thicker piece to move.
Oh, that's interesting. Some added
strategy. I'm glad they're making it safer to have sex with the wheel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do we also need these? I guess, the networks do need their ad revenue. I keep forgetting. Everyone needs to get the revenue going again. So if that's
They need to put some sort of company on that little salt shaker thing, you know?
Oh, shit.
Gastrol GTX.
Right, exactly.
Or
the leading
like
motor oil to keep your parts lubricated. we'll see. So let's move on to another thing, which for me, I'm very excited. As somebody who grew up pretending to be Will in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, this is just warming my heart. As you know, there's been like a reboot being teased. There was like a reunion between the original Aunt Viv and Will. They hadn't spoken in decades, essentially. And you know, there's like a new clothing line of all kinds of stuff where you could have like that sort of inside out pattern. You know, he used to wear his school uniform inside out to expose that nice floral print on the inside. That was like his little swag thing. Mm. All of this stuff is coming back. And now, all because it's the 30th anniversary of the show, now this is like just like the like how the last Blockbuster in Oregon was teaming up with Airbnb. Airbnb is now teaming up with the homeowners of the people who own the actual like the mansion for that had all the exteriors for Fresh Prince. You can stay there for one night.
Damn.
This is not exciting to anybody but the old, like, approaching middle age Blackanese guy.
I need to see a price tag on that.
Okay, you know? Great. This then is like I can go there.
Let's do $30. No, come on, it ain't
$30.
$30?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's only a handful of nights, and what's funny is like
for real?
Yeah.
Are they giving the money somewhere? Okay. Is it?
Yeah, it goes to the Boys and Girls Club of Philadelphia.
Okay, I'm on
which,
board.
In a Damn. Way, you're like, if you're gonna be charitable, like, why don't you bump the price up? Like,
yeah, for right.
When
sure.
all said and done, if you do it for maybe six nights, what are you gonna give them $180 off of that?
$30 Right, like, your inbox is going to be full of people wanting to
at least that's what the listing says right now, because you can pull up the Airbnb listing. Okay. And it's saying it's at 30 a night, but the reservations will open up September 29th. It's only available to residents of LA County, and it can only be you and one other person. And
wow.
you have to live in the same
okay.
And you have to
okay.
live in the same household.
To be safe.
Yeah, okay. to confirm that you're part of at least a germ bubble of your own, and you're not just like meeting up and then turning it into a contamination site. The other thing that's interesting, the way they describe this night, the mansion offers access to what would have been Will's bedroom and bathroom on the show, along with the poolside lounge area and ritzy dining room. They'll be greeted by bold graffiti art. I love that. Yeah. That's yeah, that's what non-graffiti people call. Oh, yeah. How's your graffiti art going?
Yeah.
What? Just let it's me go. Good. I'm gonna throw up a nonstop at the old
it's
bus yard.
It's a huge sticker in the shape of graffiti, like
right. And it says like, right. yeah, it's like this is from Ike. Whatever. Don't worry about it.
This looks like a Richard Branson hotel. So.
There's also family portraits from the show. There's like his like wardrobe, so you can try on some of like Will's clothes. It looks like there's like that striped shirt that he wore from the intro. Some Jordans. There's also Philly cheesesteaks served on silver platters.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been slowly sold on this whole thing. That's great. And I think that's fucking cool.
Okay, so obviously this one spoke to me personally. For y'all, what's a specific show? If there was an Airbnb promo, one night at X real place. Ooh. From a show, where what are you actually getting excited
wow.
for?
Interesting.
I would sleep in the Sopranos mansion.
Okay,
I would like
that's fun.
That is good. Toxic. That is very good.
I was watching Sister Sister over the weekend, so that's top of mind.
Yes,
Sister Sister House would be cool. Honestly, Gilmore Girls House would be cool, even though it's toxic as fuck.
It's sure, you know, yeah, but like, what show can we look back on and?
We have nothing. I would stay in the Gilmore Girls house or the Sister
Sister
house. Yeah,
I'll do it too. Also, I was just I had nothing to do over the weekend. I was looking on Cameo. You can get the dude who's like the French guy who works at the hotel.
Michelle?
Yeah, he'll do cameos for you. And he's like, hey, it's me, blah, blah, blah. He's like, unfortunately, no French accent. But maybe I can do it for you for
French
the cameo.
And he had
like,
all those years.
Yeah, they're like,
that's
way
fair.
To try and
I get it.
Dignity.
He doesn't want to do the character anymore. I respect that.
Danny, where are you going? Where do you want to stay?
I'd say, man, I don't know, that's a good question. Something from the night. I would say, okay, the test kitchen from Chopped. That'd be dope. I'll just sleep right in there. That'd be very fucking cool. I like that little war room that they have in the back where the chefs are all like, oh, I think you did pretty good. And you know,
oh, right.
Yeah,
right,
just
right.
go to sleep there.
Yeah, so much conflict, so much
that, like
history
storage
and
closet
conflict.
That they that, sequester
yeah.
them in.
Yeah, it's a pantry. I'll go stay in the Chopped pantry for two nights, but no more than $30. That's where I draw the line. And then I don't know, maybe God, Arrested Development house, maybe or something. I'm trying to think.
Oh,
like,
that could be fun.
The model house.
Yeah,
the model house would be dope. I think. Yeah, that'd be cool. But
yeah, I think you can get a ton of money for that. I think Gilmore Girls one, you could probably make a ton of money. It's funny, like whenever. I went for a meeting, you know, LA style. I had a meeting in the Warner Brothers
meetings,
back before the pandemic. And like, you kind of walk right through like the fake ass Stars Hollow area. Yeah. And then you're like, man, I would be so bummed out if I was like a fan and like just seeing it like this. Like,
damn, I would be thrilled. I would love to see Stars Hollow. It's so funny too, because now that I live here, you're like, oh, this is very clearly Burbank. Like they go to the Burbank, they go to the Burbank Town Center Mall in that show all the time. I was like, I know that Old Navy. I'll return shit there.
Oh man, Town Center. Thank you for it. Wait, which? Oh, the Empire Center, you mean?
The
mall, the
Burbank
actual
Town
mall.
Center Mall. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it used to be called the Media Center or Media City Center. back in the 90s when I'll go to Claire's and buy my magnetic earrings. And that's been a little bit of LA lore with Miles. Yeah. And then lastly, Jamie, I know you're so pumped because you love a debate. You love election season. You love the Democratic Party. You love Donald Trump. You love Joe Biden.
UFC.
You love UFC.
I love jiu-jitsu. I love eating bugs.
You are in a jiu-jitsu gang, Jits Mob. We know about you. I saw you just give somebody a standing triangle at line at Pink's Hot Dog for nothing, for disrespecting you. But yeah, now, okay, you put this in the doc, but you're saying there's going... Joe Rogan is somehow legitimately entering presidential politics in some way?
No. So my understanding is that he that it seems more like a Trump instigation thing, where this guy, Tim Kennedy, at Tim Kennedy MMA, don't know, don't care, tweeted, on my podcast with Joe Rogan, he offered to moderate a debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. It would be 4 hours with no live audience.
Wow.
So it's like, but it's like, from my perspective, Joe Rogan says he'll do shit all the time, you know, with not necessarily the expectation that people will take him up on it. But Trump quote tweeted the whole thing saying, sure, I do, because he wants to marry Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that's like the second time in a week that he's sort of quote tweeted him on something, I believe, right? Like,
This would be, I mean, however people feel about Joe, every time I shit on Joe Rogan on the podcast, I get dragged in comments for no fucking reason.
But
however you feel about him, this would be a catastrophe. Joe Rogan is not qualified to moderate a debate. He's already, you know, said on multiple occasions that he'd rather vote for Trump than for Biden. So he's like not qualified.
No, on top of it, he has no fucking idea about politics at all. Like, in fact, he's like aggressive about, like, I mean, he says that, I think, to try and give himself some plausible deniability that he's like a Trumper. It's like, I don't even pay attention to that shit. Okay.
He just moved to dodge taxes on his $150 million Spotify thing. So it's like, if you're inclined to defend Joe Rogan, like, stop copping for multimillionaires and grow up.
That's his right, dude. But also, he's sick of jiu-jitsu, and also he hosted Fear Factor.
I'm sick of kicking, so I'm just going to... moved to Texas because he got an $150 million contract and doesn't want to pay California taxes. So
hell yeah, dude.
You're
going to get gouged out here. You'd be a fool to pay taxes in California, you know?
Yeah. Now he's in Austin, and we'll see that town get ruined further, probably. Christ.
I really hope this doesn't happen.
I think we need to see it happen as a country so we can just watch it all burn, you know? Be like,
you thought every part of it.
By the 90th minute, they will be full-blown, like, asleep. You know what I mean? The idea of a 4-hour debate, I can't. And like the finger pointing between the two of them, he's like, he's old. And like, I'm old, you're old. And then Joe Rogan be like, I think he's sundowning or whatever. And it's all just going to be a mess. They're going to completely lose the thread of the debate.
What if he made them smoke weed?
Like, honestly, that would fix everything.
Then Rogan 2020, you know, honestly.
Oh, I hate it here. I hate it here so much.
That's the leadership we need. A guy who can get two presidential candidates to chief a blunt on stage. That's a true unifier. You know what I mean?
Nothing is funny anymore.
I know, but that's why you have to life with that sense of nihilism that, you know, millennials are really honed and Gen X is perfected now.
That's very true.
Yeah, well, with that note, I love to end on a high note. So with that, Danny, thank you so much for stopping by. Thank you for blessing us with your food knowledge, for letting people know that if people are in the LA area, they can hit you up on DM for unregulated street pasta.
Hell yeah, every Sunday.
I would love to hear that. So where can people find you, follow you, support you, and what's a tweet that you've been liking?
Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Palumbros, Palumbros. Also, I released a stand-up comedy album 3 weeks ago. It's called Good Morning, Mister. You can buy it if you want, but it's on Spotify for free. Last set I recorded before the pandemic. Super proud of it if you want to pick it
Hell
up.
Hell yeah.
A tweet that I liked. This is Charlie Roebuck at Eggshell Friend. Very simple. It just says, Mike's hard. Good for him.
Oh, five words. I felt like it
pretty
was.
Simple.
That's my kind of tweet. That's
Hell
my
yeah.
kind of tweet.
Yep, yep.
Jamie, where can people find you, follow you? What's the tweet? You know the deal. Where? Let's give it. Let it break it down for us.
Same shit. You can find me at Jamie Loftus Help on Twitter, Jamie Crest Superstar on Instagram, Bad Dog Sunny if you're nasty. And let's see, what am I? I don't do I like tweets any more. Let's see. All the tweets I'm liking are so sad.
Okay.
I'm going to recommend an Ashley Ray tweet from at the Ashley Ray. She posted a picture of Skylar Gisondo. Does everybody know who Skylar Gisondo is?
Mm-mm.
It's not, you don't even I'm need old. To know.
What is it? What's a Skylar Gisondo?
He plays Danny McBride's son on Righteous Gemstones.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
So it's a picture of him, and she says, "I feel deeply that Skylar Gisondo is my boy. Not like I'm attracted to him or anything, but he is just emphatically my boy. Like if I ran into him, the phrase, Skylar, my boy, would immediately come out of my mouth. He is our best boy. Really, my guy energy." wow. And I agree. He just looks like someone that you're just like, yeah, that's like, my boy.
Yeah, it's like some like I would be like I would see him on the street and I'm driving with a friend in the car. I'm like, "Yo, Skylar, hey!" Yes. And he's like, "Hey!" And my friend will
he
be
just
like,
"Looks like someone everybody knows."
Yeah, and they're like, "Who the my fuck boy. Was that?" I'm like, "I don't know, dude. That's just Skylar, bro. I don't know. That's just Skylar. Just keep moving."
No one can describe exactly how they met Skylar, but just everybody knows him.
Yeah.
So that's from at the Ashley Ray. She's writing some incredible stuff recently. Highly recommend all of her
Fantastic.
Stuff.
Fantastic. Let's see some tweets I like. One is just from at Billy Wayne Davis. If you got maybe you've heard of this guy,
yeah.
But he just said America is mostly people who've never left their state, saying we have the best country in the world, and I really appreciate that.
Absolutely,
that just injection of perspective from him. You can find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram, and also my other podcast, 420 Day Fiance with Sophia Alexandra. We talk about 90 Day Fiance. You can also check us out. The Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist, on Instagram at The Daily Zeitgeist. You can find us on Facebook, you know what I mean? Or your race war book or whatever you call that thing now. Just search Daily Zeitgeist. Then we also have a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes.
Footnotes.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Yeah. Anyway, we've gone in there. As well as let's talk about the song that we are going to ride out on now. I wanted to, you know, put something from Spotify or, you know, Apple, wherever you get your music that you can find something. But I just heard a fucking another remix on SoundCloud that is just so good. It speaks to me personally. D'Angelo's album Voodoo, I hold in high regard as one of the greatest albums of all time. If you're not aware of it, it has some of the most amazing production, some of the best musicians playing on it. Shout out Pino Palladino on bass, one of my favorite bass players, Questlove on drums. It's just a fucking all-star group, and this album is just sex personified. Now, the thing about it is people don't really remix it because it's just such a good album. Until now, I found this remix of the track Spanish Joint, which is really great track. You'll probably remember it if you like the album. It's remixed by an artist named Singularis Squared. I don't know if the two is whatever. SoundCloud is really hard to translate what the names are these days. But this track is such a great remix of a D'Angelo track that isn't like trying to be, I don't know, it's just giving it its own life, its own bounce. So please enjoy this on your Tuesday. Until then, we will see y'all later when we talk trends. But, you know, other than that, just bless yourself and treat yourself well. Despite things might not be going right, there's plenty we can keep focused on and we can still do good. So shout out to Zeit
Gang.
Yeah, do
mutual aid. Do helpful stuff.
100%. That's where you can really see the beauty of humanity is when you can actually see people helping each other out. Don't worry about what the people we actually somehow pay to do that with our tax dollars do.
They're not doing it. Yeah,
our
get
fellow
involved
neighbors,
with people who are.
Beautiful people. And please show yourself. Please, Zeit Gang, show yourselves to be the beautiful people that you are. Okay? Da-na-na. Okay, bye.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.